Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Binyamin Cement, filling in for Avraham Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause power day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 622, where so many of our dear brothers and sisters are still being held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. Additionally, we should keep in mind Achim Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and around the world during this difficult time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Tehillim Call and introduce Rabbi Gideon Shalush, Director of the Jewish Heritage at Karen Kamel Yisrael in Yerushalayim, Israel, please share words of Divrei Chizuk, Father Rabbi Shalush, slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim. Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lam, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberech Lassahal, special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, Mishaberech Lashfuyim, the prayer for those who are still tragically held captive, and we'll conclude with the Mishaberech Lacholim for those who are injured and or are suffering. To receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call, ou.org/Tehillim call. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shalush.
It's a privilege to be with you all, and it's obviously a very special time. History is unfolding before our very eyes. Operation Rising Lion, began just a few days ago. And here in Israel, we are on the front lines. For decades, Israel's been under threat from the Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies. And now, incredibly, the Israeli Air Force is flying freely over the skies of Iran. The war with Iran has been named Operation Rising Lion, and it's taken from the Pasuk. It's taken from the Pasuk. Hein am kelavi yakum v'chari itnasa. That behold a people that rises like a lion and lifts itself up like a lion, rises like a cub and lifts itself like a lion. This is a quote from the prophecy of Bilam, who was hired to curse the Jewish people more than 3,300 years ago on their way back to the land of Israel. To his great dismay, any curse Bilam attempted to utter was turned into a blessing from God. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh offers a beautiful, rich, layered explanation to understand these words. Hein am kelavi yakum b'chari nasa. It's meaningful. This is the name of the war, Operation Rising Lion. And what's the deeper meaning of this pasuk? So the Or HaChaim says that to rise like a lion cub symbolizes Israel's ability to rise with strength, even in their youth. Most nations, when they first go to war, they're weak. They're inexperienced. But Am Yisrael, even in her early years, when they were at the time of the Exodus, leaving from Egypt, they behaved like lions. They were strong, miraculous. You see what they did to Amalek and to Sihon and to Og and to others. And the verse continues, not only hen am kilavi yakum, that it's a people that rises like a cub, but further, v'chari nasa, they lift themselves up like a lion. That means, the Or HaChaim says, they increase in strength with age. The Gemara tells us that three animals grow stronger as they age. And the lion is one of them. So Israel is compared to a lion, that it doesn't weaken over time, but the opposite. It grows stronger the more adversity it faces. The Or HaChaim also says that not only is Am Yisrael truly strong and powerful, but they are also held in awe by other nations. We know this from the story of Rahab. When the spies came to her home in Jericho, she tells the spies, "We have heard what God did for you, and our hearts melted." So here we are, we're living in these unprecedented times. Hundreds of ballistic missiles and drones are being fired on the Jewish state, attacking us, harming us, but the lion cub has awakened. And over the past year and a half, we've seen how the state of Israel has increased in strength, in their resilience, and with unprecedented blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, we see how the pilots and the soldiers of the IDF have risen to the occasion, and please God, they will usher in a safer and more peaceful era. Look at what's going on, how Hashem protects us. Once upon a time, the Syrians were in the Golan Heights, firing down on the Galil. Today, Am Yisrael's in the Golan Heights. And further, once upon a time, a year and a half ago or less, Israel had far less Israel had 20% of the Hermon. Today they control the entire Hermon. Look what the Mossad did, getting the top brass of Iran into a meeting, wiping them out in one swoop. Their defense systems, the military commanders, the nuclear scientists, miracle after miracle, Hine lo yanum belo yishan shomer Yisrael. At one point, I'm sure we all remember, it was so much fear for really for the last decade of 150,000 rockets and missiles on our northern border. And today there's no more Nasrallah, no more Haniya, no more Sinwar, that beeper followed by what they did there with the miracle of the beepers and the walkie-talkies, and no more Bashar Assad in Syria. We have to see the bigger picture and have a karate. So here we are. It's Parsha Shlach Lecha. This is the Parsha of the Meraglim. I once heard Rabbi Shalom Gold say at a rabbinic convention that there were two major sins in the desert during those 40 years, and one Hashem forgave them for, and one God did not. The two major sins were the sin of the golden calf and the sin of the spies. And God forgave them for the sin of the golden calf. He said, I'm mochel on my own kavod, on my own honor, that you went and served another God. But I'm not mochel, I don't forgive, on the honor of the land of Israel. If there's nothing else you take away from this call, it's how careful we have to be about how we speak about the land of Israel. Never to say, this was bad, that was bad, can't believe this, can't believe that. It's the gift of gifts. There's a great machloket between Rashi and the Ramban. Was it a good thing to send the spies? Was it a bad thing to send the spies? I remember once upon a time when I was growing up, you would watch the nightly news in America, and you'd see Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw. It would give you the news. It would give you the facts. But what the Meraglim did, it's what we see today. You see CNN. You see Fox News. You don't get the news anymore. You get opinions. And that was the mistake. They went and not only gave what they saw, but they shared their opinion. They said that the keyword, Ephes, zero. There is no chance. We cannot conquer it. It's a land that Eretzokel Yosfeh devours its inhabitants. We see giants there. We see Amalek there. They bring in this huge fruit, and they say just that the fruit is peculiar, so the people are peculiar. And we have to learn the lesson of the Meraglim, never to speak badly. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was once asked, is it a mitzvah d'oraita or d'rabbanan, from the Torah or from the rabbis, the mitzvah to live in Israel? And his response was, what's the difference? What's the difference? Open any page in Tanakh and you see how much Hashem loves the land of Israel, and we have to follow in that path. Remember the psukim in our parsha, such beautiful psukim. Alo na'ale ki yachol nuchal. Khaled bin Yifuna says, we can do this. The Kli Yakar explains, Hashem's going, he'll take us along with him. He, yachol nuchal, Hashem can do it, we can go with him. Another beautiful pasuk. Tova ha'aretz. Me'od, me'od, it's a great land. It's a great place. We're living here. Am Yisrael is carrying forward. Yes, we're taking hits, but it's such a blessing, such a privilege. We know that we're fulfilling the will of Hashem by living in the land of Israel. I came here with my family a few years ago, and I said, I came to see the Geula. I want front row seats, and if nothing else, if Hashem doesn't want to show it to me, okay, but I did my part. I showed up. And Bezrat Hashem will get to see it. We can move over now to the Tehillim. I have so much more to say, but I know I've exceeded my time. So we're going to start with the five psalms, and feel free to join me. Tehillim Ha. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid Yanka Adonai B'yom Tzarah Yisagech Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotecha. Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yaninu, V'yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Eftahar, V'not Deshe Yarbisenin, Almei Menuchot Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshel Ve'ev Yancheni, B'magle Tzedek, L'man Shemo, Gam Kielech V'geit Amavet, Lo yirara yatayim madi shiftecha umishantecha hima yinach amuni ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged torai yishanta b'shemen roshi kosi revayah ach tov b'chesed yidifuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'bet Adonai le'orech yamim. Psalm Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalot esa enai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz al yiten lamor aglecha al yanum shomrecha hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomrecha Adonai silecha al yad minecha yomam ha'shemesh lo yaketa v'areach v'layla Adonai yishmorcha mikol raha yishmor et nafshecha Adonai yishmor techa uvoecha Me'ata ve'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalot mimamakim kraticha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli, tiena oznecha kashivot lekol tachnunai. Im avonot tishmorya, Adonai miyamot. Ki imecha haslichaha leman tibarehe. Ki viti Adonai kivta nafshi, v'lidbaro v'chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Barbeim Ofidut, Zuhu Yisrael Yisrael Mikol Avonotahav. Psalm 142, Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet. Maskil Le David, Biotov Bamera, Tefilah, Kolil Adonai Ezahat, Kolil Adonai Etchanan, Eshbok Lefanav Shichi, Sarati Lefanav Agihid. V'yitatef alai ruchi v'ata yadata netivati v'orachtu alech tamnu pachli habet yamin urev ein li makir abad monos mimeni en doresh lenafshi z'akti elech ad me'amarti atamachti chalki v'eret hachayim hakshiva el rinati ki daloti na'od atzileni merodfai ki amudzu mimeni utziyam imakir nafshi leodotet shemecha v'yaktiru tzadikim ki tigmol alahai. I'll say Achenu, we'll say it in Hebrew and in English.
Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael. Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael. Anitunim Batsahara Ubashivya. Aumdim Ben Bayam, Ben Bayabasha. Amahakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzaharam v'hirbachal me'afela le'ora u'mishibut l'geula hashta b'gala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Say now a Mishaberach for the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoteinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yivarech Et Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Amdim Al Mishmar Arzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu Mikvul HaLebanon V'Admidbar Mitzrayim U'Min HaYam HaGadol Ad Lebo HaRabahu B'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha B'Avir U'Bayam Yiten Adonai Zoyveinu Atamim Aleinu Nigafim L'Tzneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayilei Mikol Tzra B'Tzidka ומכל נגע ומעך עליו וישלח ברכה והצלחה וחומת ידיהם יד ברצינינו תחתיהם והשם בחצי ישועה ואתר נזרפון תקיים בהם מה כתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם לכם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך now for those who are held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו במשחק ביעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל שבויה וכל האחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה עומדים בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציא מחושך וצמא ותמוסותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם בשביהם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם We should have in mind also all those who've been injured today and the past week and the past year and a half. So many people, especially in these recent attacks. Think about how many people are without homes all of a sudden. Entire blocks taken out in different cities in Israel. Truly tragic. I heard recently that in some shuls, they're reaching Tehillim fatigue. And I couldn't believe hearing such words. You know, if we're really Achinu Kol Beit Yisrael, should be concerned and saying Tehillim constantly. And I want to commend everyone on this call that you're saying Tehillim daily for Achinu Kol Beit Yisrael, Jewish people all across the world. So, and especially here in Israel, think about what you can do for Israel. What are you doing for Israel? We have our tefillot, but there's more. There's more. Look at Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. They came and they said, it's nice for us on the other banks of, not to come into the land of Israel. And Hashem said to Moshe, tell them they can stay on the other side of the Yarden, but they have to go fight first. They have to go fight first. You have soldiers here fighting 200-300 days in Miluim, leaving their families, leaving their businesses. What are we doing? What are we doing in Chutzlaritz? How are we fighting? It should be an international Jewish draft. Not just they should be fighting first if you could live in Chutzlaritz to do our part. But again, your tefillot are making a difference. Say now the Mishaberach for the Cholim. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yevarech Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Sarapotam Alechazkam Lachiyotam Vishlach Lehem Meirah Ufo Hashem Amin Hashemayim Lachol Evarehem Lachol Gideham V'tov Shar Chulei Yisrael Fuat Nefesh Fuat Adol Ashtah Bagalal Bizman Karib V'nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rav Shlosh. We look forward to having you back in the program, Rav Hashem, in your future for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program this coming Monday, June 23rd at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all causes around the world.